Hey everybody, this is Chad Daniels and you have landed in the middle of somewhere. Hello, how are you? Thank you for coming back. Does it feel like this episode started an hour late for you? Because it did for us. Across from me, as always, is Cyrus Amundson.
Hey everybody, that's Chad's I Have Energy voice because I'm going to criticize the people working hard to start out the program voice. Did I say voice
twice? To be
fair,
I think so, but I want you to know that I worked hard too. I took a Starbucks order that... is a lot. It's a lot of words.
Was it my? It was my wife's.
Yep.
You took my wife's Starbucks order.
It was very funny. Starbucks. Because last night I ordered pizza, and of course, because I was watching football.
Yep.
And then I was like, "Do you want a pizza?" And she's got some stuff that she can't have.
Mm-hmm.
And so we ordered that.
We have married women who can't eat the full
thing. Out of the four of us, if the four of us went on a double date,
which I think we should skip double dates and go straight for double vacation.
We go on double vacation.
Double vacation.
Might as well not be all inclusive because three of you can't fucking have hardly anything.
Okay.
So that's where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to eat it all.
Yeah.
For everybody to get our money's worth.
Sounds like the best vacation of your life.
It actually kind of does now that I say it. Okay.
Thank you.
I've been working hard too because I had to go get a coffee with apple crisp in it and four pumps of the stuff.
Yep.
And decaf.
Yes.
Decaf somehow.
Yeah.
And anyways, it was, but so I'm just telling you, you're not the only one working hard today.
Well, you were doing all that difficult work at Starbucks.
I'm not done. Maybe you didn't understand. That was just the beginning of my hard work.
Well, then maybe less complainy, more story.
That's true. So
story.
So the Starbucks is at Kroger, okay. And I don't know if it's one of your fancy Krogers. I don't know if it's a hillbilly Kroger. I don't know what.
Did you see anybody there that looked like a young Billy Ray Cyrus?
I did see someone who looked like a young whatever Drew Carey's assistant's name was on the
Mimi.
Drew Carey show. Mimi.
Like a young Mimi.
And I wouldn't have even noticed all the eye makeup.
Cashier or meat counter for Mimi?
Cashier, Starbucks.
Oh, so Mimi was working, young Mimi's working the Starbucks.
Yeah, and lovely. I'm not like mocking the look. I'm here. The only reason I noticed all the eye makeup is because the woman in front of me goes, well, are you feeling better? Because I remember I came in here 2 days ago and you looked horrible. I'm assuming you look better now because you've done your makeup. Good. You need to do your makeup. And I was thinking like, I'm an asshole and this is too much for me. I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It was a lot. So before I even got in there though, this is why I was calmed down because I was kind of giggly. I was going to park in a spot and a person left a shopping cart.
Classic white woman in an SUV behavior.
And it absolutely was.
Of course it was.
Jeep. So I roll my window down and I go, hey, is there anywhere you can just move that to the bin so I can park there? And she goes, they have people to do that. And I go, oh. So then she has a child with her and I'm thinking like this child is learning this. Mm-hmm. So that's not great. So I start thinking about all that and I go and park and then I come over and she's put the child in and she's going around to her door. And I say, you know what? I'll do it. I'll move the cart. And she goes, they have people that work here that do that. And I go, I understand, but not always. So I'm going to move the cart so someone can park here. She got in her car and then I moved the cart behind her car.
That a boy, Chad.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. I'm changing the world.
Let me tell you something.
I'm changing the world. One woman getting out of her car so someone can steal her car with her child in it at a time.
Let me give a message to the people as I look directly into the camera because we're on YouTube.
Are you running for office?
I need you to understand that the people at the grocery store who are responsible for corralling the carts, A, that's not their only job. It's one of their jobs.
They do that. When there's A, no carts, or B, no groceries to bag.
And their job is not to pick up your sloppy cart that you left like an asshole
right. In
the middle of the parking lot. Their job is to go to the cart return, where all the human beings with morals drop the fucking carts off.
Exactly.
I was just going to say, you ever spending time with your dad and you realize...
No.
Exactly. But Bruce was down here and we were at the Whole Foods. White woman, SUV, fucking takes, puts her, no kids even with her. Puts the groceries in her cart. So here's her stall, her parking stall.
Yeah.
Then it is five stalls to the cart return. Five parking stalls to the cart return.
And not the long way.
No.
Because when we count stalls, we're counting the skinny way.
We're talking the skinny way. Yeah. Is that hamburger or hot dog?
That's hamburger.
Hamburger. They're five cart stalls, hamburger style. And this woman, and by the way, the cart return is on her driver's side door.
Okay.
She has her cart on her driver's side passenger door. So she is loading groceries into the door behind her driver's seat.
Gotcha.
She finishes, takes the cart, walks the opposite direction of the cart return, and puts it on the other side next to a different piece of concrete, walking at least one-fifth of the way that she could have watched, like, her lazy, morally bankrupt ass over to the cart return. And am I going to lose some people? Yeah. But are you the worst sort of person if you don't return your cart when it's... God.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm an ass man. You know that.
Yeah.
And there's one ass that I can't handle, and it's the morally
big,
bankrupt.
Fat
it's morally
ass
bankrupt.
Of a white woman in an SUV.
Nope. Morally bankrupt is what I was going to say.
I don't understand that response. But what I was saying, my dad and I both saw it, and we both did the walk away shit talk. We're just both like, you're supposed to put it away. We both,
as you're walking,
we're both,
yeah.
And she's like, oh, that sick old man and his sick son were sure upset with, but I don't grasp that mentality. I think that's okay. I think if there's, you know, we're becoming a society where you can't think anything's the worst. I think that one's the worst.
Oh, yeah. I think a lot of stuff's the worst. You know that about me. But yeah. I think we also live in a culture where it's like, it's our motto, America's motto should be, I don't work here.
Oh, yeah.
It should be, right? So you see people like, they'll drop some napkins at a McDonald's or something. And you go, hey, man, you dropped that. And you're like, well, I'm not going to use them now. Unless you pick them up. Well, I don't work here. Well, you fucking dropped them. So you work here now.
Well, the good news is, guys, We're all going to work here soon.
Yeah.
I already work at the fucking grocery store every time I'm there. I keep going. It's like, I know you talk about being on, you always say the Truman Show.
Right.
For whatever reason, I always interchange that with Ed TV.
Okay.
The hit Matthew McConaughey vehicle.
Mm-hmm. In Ed Harris.
Ed Harris. Mm-hmm. Ellen DeGeneres.
Sure. She dances.
Woody Harrelson. How much time is this taking up, Cody? I just feel like I have a trick being played on me.
Yeah.
Anytime. So I buy white sweet potatoes from the Kroger.
White sweet potatoes. White
sweet potatoes. And I work at the grocery store, so I...
I'm sorry, but that sounds like a phrase. If you're struggling to do an Irish accent,
yeah,
that sounds like the one that you should start with.
White sweet potatoes.
You know how, like, actors, when they're switching...
Marshmallow treasures and white sweet potatoes.
Yes, you're getting there. You almost
the just pot of gold. Can we turn him into a hillbilly? Would that help the... Anyway, well, I'll tell you what. I don't know that... Our Irish people, they're big... If you're Irish right now, hit us up on our Instagram DMs and let us know, are you big sweet potato people, or is sweet potato the enemy of the potato? Because
Irish
people, potatoes. Anyway, I put them on and I try to buy them, and then I put them on the belt and it like returns them and it won't register it. And it's done this like five times in a row. And this old woman always comes over and she's like, you have to ring it in. You have to search it by the name. We've had this conversation, I don't know, a billion times. Mm-hmm. And I go, I did do that. And then she does it once and it works every fucking time.
Yeah.
So I don't know if she's got some shitty situation where her grandsons bully her and she comes to work and she's like, I'm going to fucking really give it to people and make them feel bad. But it's working. I feel so... Do you know what it feels like to have an elderly person know how to work technology way better than you?
No, I'm very good at technology. But here's... It is... maddening when you have tried it mm-hmm. and you go, I did that. Mm-hmm. I did exactly what you're doing. And then it still works. And you're like, God damn it. I couldn't have done exactly.
But I did.
Yeah, I don't think so, though. How why does it work? Because they don't even pull their little card and scan that.
Correct.
They just do it.
Yeah.
It sucks.
I was at the Kroger getting, you were getting coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I was getting a smoothie.
At the
part.
Kroger?
Yeah.
Were we at the same Kroger?
I doubt it.
Were we wishing on the same bright star?
Did you see a 200-year-old man in a rascal cart with a cowboy hat on? Because I feel like you'd have noticed that.
Well, I couldn't because there weren't mirrors. I told you I was there getting coffee.
So I had to walk the long way down the grocery aisle. And
is that
I
hot dog or hamburger?
Hot dog okay. in this style. And I looked down one aisle and he was so old. Such an old man in a scooter wearing a cowboy hat, just sitting in an aisle. And that catches your eye. You're like, well, you don't see that every single day.
That's when you walk up and you go, hey, man, I like your horse.
Yeah. So then I went and got the fruit. And now I'm coming down the other side, hot dog style. And I went and I took some time getting the fruit. And so I get over and I see him the other way. And he hadn't moved, and I was like, oh, no.
Weekend at Bernie.
Yeah, do we have a dead, old, rascal cowboy in this Kroger? That would be... That's a tough way to...
It's kind of, like, pretty great, though. It's like, well, you know...
How'd Pop
he died
die?
What he'd love doing. Doing what he loved.
Staring at peanut butter while wearing a cowboy hat in a Kroger grocery store in Ohio.
That's how I'm going to die. Be like, well, I haven't had peanut butter in 50 years.
Put on my fucking cowboy hat and head down to the Kroger. I saw this article about, speaking of amazing ways to die, there is a 104-year-old woman.
Okay.
104 years old, and she broke the Guinness Book. She attempted to break the Guinness Book of World Records for skydiving, be the oldest woman.
I thought for sure you were going to say, like, knitting or something.
No.
Like a knit blanket?
No. Nope.
Okay.
The opposite of that.
Yeah,
she
no shit.
She jumped out of a plane, I'm assuming strapped to a hot... Like a hot, hard-bodied instructor,
sure.
Right? Which is half the thrill when you're 104. Put me on, strap me to a young person. So they glue her to a hot bod, and she flings herself out of a plane.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a Guinness Book of World Record.
Now,
did I say that in the right tense?
Can you break it if you are attached to someone else?
I think so. I think skydiving is just, as long as you jump out of the plane, they're like,
we don't care how many you're attached to.
That's a skydive.
You can
right
human
there.
Centipede all the way down to the earth. We don't give a shit.
Put four of these instructors, one on each angle, and throw me out of the plane. I'm 104.
I'd like to be A-framed as I plummet towards the earth. One in the mouth and one behind me.
So, she's dead.
She died?
Yeah.
Skydiving?
No.
Oh my God, don't do that to me. I was like, we are ripping on this poor old lady, and then she's dead.
I mean, she is dead. She died that week in her sleep, which I think
from
it must
being
have,
awesome?
Yeah, it must have just been a long startle, where she's like, oh no! And then it just took 4 days to get her.
That's how slow her neurons are firing. Where she's just like, I'm skydiving. That's the last thing she yells. She's just like, no core muscles, but somehow shoots up. I'm skydiving.
It's days later. But the really sad thing is the Guinness Book of World Records couldn't get there. So they couldn't get there in time to verify. So now they'll have to verify it posthumously.
Sure.
And there's so many things that I know we're poking at her a little bit. This lady's an American hero.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this situation sucks. It was just funny because it hit me in the face.
I mean, it's the funniest. It's the funniest thing in the world.
It sucks that she did it, and then the Guinness Book of World Records.
Let me counter, because she didn't get that record. Somebody's going to be like, yeah, she was strapped to me. She kept asking to be A-framed, and then we jumped out of the plane. Yeah. She to make the decision, here's a couple things. So you're 104. Unless you never got married, never have any kids, mm-hmm. at 104, the family tree below you is large.
Right.
There's a lot of people. And you've been around a holiday where you're the old person, right?
No.
Not you're not the old person, but there's an old person.
There's an old person there. Okay.
And they sit in the chair and they sleep half the time. Right. And you're like, that's Meemaw Tammy.
Yeah.
She's 103. Just don't yell around her. But so imagine being that person and you have your whole family gathered around and you get to go, I'm going to break the world record for skydiving. And you have to tell that to people who love you, that at 104, you're going to throw your little Meemaw body out of a fucking airplane.
Yeah.
That's a great conversation.
If you're rich, if you're a rich 104-year-old, then your family is completely into it.
Yeah. Because
they're like, oh, fucking finally. Yeah. We're going to get this windfall.
You know what they've never done, Meemaw? No one who's 104 has ever skydove into an alligator's mouth.
Without a parachute.
Give it a try. But I just think it's like, that's what, I think anybody who makes it past 100, right? Because if you get past 100, you're playing mm-hmm. with some serious house money.
Yeah.
And so I think that's what you have to do.
I'd like to know what else she has done that is not ready. I'd like to read her journal.
Don't you think that you should just, if you get that old, start, everybody who gets that old should pick something absurd and...
Ooh, you should have to. Maybe that's what we do in America. On your 100th birthday, you have to do something that could potentially kill you.
I would like to fly with the Blue Angels. just get one of those. Is that what they're called? The Blue Angels, yeah. Right?
I would like to say, picturing this woman at 104 with unquestionably loose skin.
Yeah.
Skydiving? The guy that was strapped to her had to feel like he was thinking he was jumping in a pool, but the tarp was still on. And it's just like engulfed him and he can't get out. That had to feel super crazy. Like, am I skydiving with a fucking jellyfish? What's going on?
Just feels like somebody, you remember Silly Putty, how you'd press it against a newspaper and try to get the comic strip out? It's just like somebody's doing that to his whole body. I love it. I do. I think you're right. I think that should be the rule. You turn 100 and you do something weird. I like the Blue Angels one.
Yeah.
I think that's a fun one. Like, all right, Meemaw Tammy, we're about to flop your old bitch bones across the sky. Are you ready to roll? We're going 8 G's.
Oh, it'd be great. And also if it was like a bingo hopper where you didn't get to pick, but the government picked. Oh,
the government picked.
And then they just look at you and go, oh, fuck, sorry, dude. You have to tightrope walk across Niagara Falls. That's a bummer. There's only one of these in there. There are so many just go to the grocery store balls, and you got tightrope.
You got tightrope.
So sorry about that.
And heads up, there actually aren't any go to the grocery store balls. These are all, we need them to all be dangerous.
Oh, yeah, right.
We're about to go 8 G's. Well, does the G stand for grandma? Nope. Let's get your fucking, let's rock. Dude, here's what I would want to do at 100. If I go 100, if I get to 100, which, come on. I think I am going to very noticeably fall over the ledge of a cruise ship. Do you understand what I'm
falling? Just slowly. You ever seen an old person fall?
Oh, look, it's the captain. Oh, no. Like, you have to fall in a way that somebody important on the ship goes, well, we have to stop the cruise ship and try to save this 100-and-something-year-old man who just plummeted over the ledge.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. And then I guess I can read the entire of Tale of Two Cities.
Yeah, I think that's a big win. I think let's call it the Centurion?
I think people we can go who live tour, to be a, I think tour, Centurion.
Centurion Lottery. That's what we enact in the United States. Now, here's the thing. My grandma turned 103.
Okay.
And I believe my Aunt Dorothy was either 99 or 100. So they both would have gotten in the lottery. But I don't think this is a bad thing. I don't think it's a, you know, I just think if you've made it that far, you got to do something hilarious and
right,
funny.
And fun. Yeah, this isn't a punishment. This isn't like a Hunger Games situation.
No.
This is a, you did it.
There's another world where we could pitch a Hunger Games situation, but this is more of a you did it.
Yeah. I only want to be involved in the you did it pitch.
Me too, totally.
I just don't. Here's the thing. Was the person responsible for going to verify this? Are they also trying to get in the Guinness Book of World Records for botching other people's records?
Yeah, no
what,
shit.
What the fuck? It took him a week? How are Did you say a week?
If somebody goes, and I understand some records, like if you get an email that goes, hey, Tony in New Jersey is going to try to eat the most eggs. You're like, send us a video. We'll ask the witnesses.
Right.
But you get that email that says Meemaw Tammy's 104-year-old ass is going to leap out of a plane.
Right.
Fucking get there.
You want to be there.
Yeah. Also, how is it not on Instagram? I don't mean to be the guy that is like, put everything on social media, but how are you not showing, where's the, like, give the guy the selfie cam, the hot body that she's strapped to, give him one. I need to know what it looks like. Just like biologically.
Yeah.
I need to know what it looks like for a 104-year-old woman to plummet through the air.
It looks,
it's got to look weird.
It looks like a chute didn't open. I promise you that. I have a lot of questions about this and only one answer.
Okay.
And that answer is, somewhere, there is a 103-year-old person that has the skydiving record that is now a murderer.
That's, there is, and she beat it. She beat the 103-year-old.
I'm sure.
What a bummer that is.
And that person is now in the Guinness Book of World Records for being the oldest person to murder.
Yeah. So
they have two records. Imagine that shit.
Do you think... she smothered Meemaw Tammy is what you're purporting.
I guarantee it.
Let's do a podcast about that.
Oh, my
Let's
God.
Let's end this fucking mercy flush of a show.
What should we call that one? I think we should call it...
Who Slammied Meemaw Tammy?
Yeah, never mind. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it anymore.
Let's just,
you can do it by yourself.
Let's just call it Kersplat.
What would you do if you could get into the Guinness Book of World Records for one record? What would it be?
Best guy, best job ever getting healthy from an autoimmune disease. Most regular sex ever had by a guy who used to have an autoimmune disease.
Well, you must be doing something right. Listen, so
What's yours?
I think I would just, I mean, this is super lame, but I think I would like to jump rope the longest.
That is super lame. I should ask you about that, but I'm going to blow by it. I'd like us to take the place of those two fat twins on the motorcycles. You remember those?
I don't.
The two fattest twins. There was, because it's all, it's like the tallest and the fattest and all this. Don't you remember the picture?
I don't remember that picture.
So it's a very famous, the two fattest twins in the Guinness Book of World Records. It was always a picture of them on matching motorcycles from behind.
Oh.
Yeah. We'll have Justin put that in the video because we're on YouTube now.
I have as people know that I recorded two specials in one night, mm-hmm. December 3rd. Now we're rapidly approaching December 3rd 1 year later, and they still have not seen the light of day.
Correct.
So the first one I can announce is coming out, November 15th, I promise I'm going somewhere with this. November 15th, the audio is going to be out on Pandora, and it's going to be out on SiriusXM. They get that exclusive for 1 week.
Okay.
Then, because I'm back up on Pandora, suck it.
Okay.
Then, it's just going to be out on YouTube, and it's for free. Everyone can watch it.
YouTube.
November 22nd.
Oh, just in time for the Thanksgiving holiday.
That's right. So, in between football games, you can watch me. Now, the reason I brought this up mm-hmm. is because I spent money on a sixth camera that sits behind you on the stage for those big, glorious theater shots of all the people.
Okay.
And then I saw what I looked like from behind when I shot these specials, and I feel like I could have been one of those twins on the motorcycle.
Should we send it off to the Guinness Book of World Records?
Oh, man. It was brutal. It was like, I don't even know how to explain it. It looked like, I know, I got it. You know a spade on a card? Like, go get the ace of spades. Pause this episode and go get the ace of spades. And that's what I looked like. If my toes were pointed out,
okay,
I came up into no ass and then just a muffin top mm-hmm. over my pants.
Okay.
And the director, whom I love,
yes,
he said, "This is great. This looks amazing. Look at all the people. Look at this how the theater looks." And I'm like, "Look at how I look. If one of those shots makes it into the special, I will sue you and then murder you. And don't think I don't know how, because I have a friend that's 103 that's done it."
You trigger so easy.
I don't trigger so
easily.
All
I did was mention a fat guy on a motorcycle and you fell from down behind. a rabbit hole.
Well, I didn't fall down a rabbit hole. It's just I didn't like that shot.
Excuse me, you fell down a very wide rabbit hole.
Since that special, I've lost 30 pounds.
You've lost 30 pounds?
Yep.
And why don't you give me a little spin?
I'm not going to give you a spin.
Give me a little spin. Let me see if you look like the Ace of Spades right now. We're on video now. Give the people a spin.
I'm not going to give anyone
Cody,
a spin.
Cody, get him to give us a spin.
That's not going
to
happen, but I lost.
Spin it around, Daddy.
So I feel better. But looking at that, it's going to be awesome because these specials are going to be strung out so far from each other. The second one will be out next year sometime.
Yes, correct.
And so in the public eye, I'm going to be, you know,
fat for a long time.
Well, just as, you know, bigger for me. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't. That was not very fair. You last night were talking. You said the exact words. I'll have been fat for 3 years. And then you come on here.
Between
look at the look on his face. Look at the fucking look on his face.
But that's between you and
everybody's like, do you think you should lay off Chad and his weight a little bit? Maybe he should stop tricking me.
I'm not tricking you. Here's the thing. Okay, so here's how we always talk, right? If I say 226 pounds is fat, someone listening is 227 pounds and they don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
So all I'm saying is for me.
Yes.
For how my body has been in the past and growing up and all that shit, that's too big for me to feel healthy.
And I everybody.
And so I call myself fat.
And let's have, I think we can take a strong stance on this show about bodies.
And it's clinically obese on the BMI scale. I'd like that to be clear as well before anyone sends us a message.
As a team, I think it's important for us to put out a strong message about bodies. And I'll speak on behalf of this program.
Oh, thank God.
We here at Middle of Somewhere think all bodies are beautiful. Whether you are overweight, whether you are underweight, whether you are short, tall, whatever you are,
sure.
We think you are exactly the way you should be, unless you're a white woman who won't get your fat ass out of your SUV and fucking walk that cart over to the cart routine.
Move that cart.
I think when people, when you come on one episode and go, Cy has passed away. We should have seen the signs. Obviously, he was declining. I think I probably mess up 11 words an episode.
But here's what happens. You don't mess up 11 words an episode when we're in Minneapolis doing this at Acme.
Sure.
Because you have the responsibility of showing up.
Yep, show up.
And that's it.
And be the second guy.
Because then the cameras are set up by Brandon and everything's running. When you come here, you and Cody are responsible for all of the stuff. Mm-hmm. I came up here and you said, God damn it, the cameras are, it's too yellow. And I tried to tell you I have jaundice and I punched you in the liver just so we could start.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't like it. So you worked on it and you worked on it a long time. You worked on it very hard and you finally figured it out. And then you have to get into funny mode. So, of course, you're screwing up words. This is me protecting you.
No, just so everybody knows, this is him being really nice to me after he tricked me into weight shaming him on the podcast. And
I just ask you, don't call me fat. It's hurtful.
I just constantly, I am our audience's dad with rules, and you're the mom that lets them drink.
Well, I drink
and
with them at
you
least.
You drink with them. And here's the thing.
How am I gonna fuck my son's
son's
friend
we
if I'm not buzzed
know
up?
That leads to you fucking your son's friend.
If I'm not buzzed up,
out of
how am I gonna be
times.
The fun mom that puts out?
I agree with that.
I just mentioned, right, I recorded two specials. I'm not really trying to advertise, but I am also trying to advertise.
Mm-hmm. It's very subtle.
Thank you. So anyways, November 22nd on YouTube, you can watch it. And, but now I have to write a new hour.
Uh-huh.
And so I've been writing some stuff, and I don't know what I'm going to close on. But I thought, wouldn't it be interesting if now, in my 10th recorded hour, that I decide to do impersonations?
Yes.
But I don't want to do just an impersonation. I'd like to do, remember the song We Are the World? Where it was yes. all of we the, it was like Stevie Wonder.
Yeah. Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
Bruce Springsteen came in there, and all yeah. the children. And all the children. Yeah. Yeah.
So all that, but I'd like to do it as characters. I'd like to do it as like Donkey, Shrek.
Okay,
so this is what I'm talking
you're
about.
You're talking about fictional characters.
Yeah. Do you do any voices besides Hillbilly?
Do I do any voices? Yeah, I can do Hillbilly.
Okay.
I can do country music superstar Luke Bryan. Hey, y'all, turn into the CMAs this week on country. I'm Luke Bryan, and my cousin is...
You are so close to doing Kermit the Frog's hillbilly cousin.
But that's what he sounds like. It's me and Blake Shelton. We're just a couple of guys who like to put trucks, and then I was on American Idol or one of those shows, and... It's Peyton Manning.
Hey, y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. That doesn't sound like him. But anytime Glycerine comes on the radio, I hit my stepkids. You're going to tell me I have to think about that handsome devil? I'm tall and I'm pork and
How many
now.
People do you think that hit with?
I have no idea.
It can't be more than 4 or 5% of the program.
I will tell you, though, if it hit with you, I think you laughed pretty hard. And if you didn't get it, I can look it up.
I think... So here's the thing. I can do, so I can help with a...
But we
with,
can't have musicians. It has to be...
But he's also an entertainer.
Okay.
So I think I can bring Luke Bryant to the table here. Okay. I can also, I think I can look like a tall, sick Ellen DeGeneres, but I don't know that I can do the voice.
What if you just dance?
My brother Greg can do a great elf. I think we've talked about that on this program.
Oh, I would like
before.
That. Now, if you didn't get the Glycerine reference, elf is out the window.
Yeah, you got no shot at elf. I mean, most people, you can
By the way, not elf.
Alf.
Not Buddy the Elf.
A.
Alf. Alien Alf. Life form.
Yeah.
Alf.
I like cats. That guy. I think almost anyone can do a Mickey Mouse.
Sure. Yeah, I think if you can do Alf, you can probably do Napoleon Dynamite's brother.
Correct. Scale. Yeah.
Napoleon got genes. Yeah.
So we're talking this is a quick, like, this is basically a round table, fast firing bunch of impressions to close
it's
out
It's
going
to have to be. Now, I'm not good at any of them. So Shrek I kind of happened upon only because of Mike Myers doing the same voices as Fat Bastard and the dad in So I Married an Axe Murderer.
Yep, they're all the
and
same.
Charlie, light a match! That is...
Okay.
Because it's
so
the same...
So we got that one in Luke Bryan.
It's the same person.
Why am I included in this? It's not like I can... Can I be on stage for the closer?
I thought we were going to work on it on a middle of somewhere live...
Two-man show.
Yeah, two-man show. Yeah.
Two-man show. Okay. Yeah. So, okay, keep going.
I don't know who else I could... I don't think I can do any other people, though.
Well, there's how many? There's Marvin the Martian. There's a lot of those.
Whoa!
Guys. You can do. Thank you. I do Marvin the Martian. Anyone who's up here, I can generally get to.
I can do the bad guy in Aladdin. I can do Prince Ali. Yes, it is he, but not as you know him.
Are you talking about Jafar?
No. Isn't Jafar the bird?
No.
Oh, then I can do Jafar.
What the fuck are you talking about right now?
I am so. Off air, we were talking about all the different kinds of Jafars, and so
that's going to make sense to a lot of people.
It doesn't matter, but that's why I brought it up, because yes, I know who Jafar is, but to watch you just fuck your brain explode was so fun.
Who calls Jafar the bad guy from Aladdin?
That's why I did it, because I knew you'd spaz.
You know, the bad guy from The Lion, the bad guy from Lion King?
Yeah, Scar.
Scar. Yeah.
An idiot.
Okay, so you can do Jafar.
Yep.
So we got Jafar, Shrek,
yep.
Luke Bryan,
yeah.
Elf,
yep.
Marvin the Martian,
yep.
And we can both do the Mickey Mouse. Ho ho!
Okay,
anybody can do that.
I think we got it.
I think we got it. I think that's enough. Now,
you guys,
what are they?
Tune in to our Patreon for the greatest rendition of "We Are the World." You've
I
ever
thought
heard.
This was going to close your hour.
It is, but let's. I want to put it on let's Patreon first to see what people think.
Workshop it. See, I can tell you what people are going to think. Gun barrel mouth.
My question is, I want to test it. You know how they do like a test?
For, yeah, they
like
call a screen test. Where they get a bunch of... The cool thing about screen tests is they get a bunch of people at a mall, which is where you find people who are at the height of art and culture. And they go, hey, could you come in? There's a bunch of people who care a ton about art and creation. And they've worked their whole lives to get to this moment where they've created something. And we're trying to decide if it's worthwhile or not. So can some of you guys put down your fucking pretzels and your hot dogs wrapped in a croissant and come decide these artists' fate? Yeah. I love a good screen test.
You know, a screen test that that went kind of south was Anchorman, when Jack Black kicks the dog over the deal. And then he ends up finding him at the end, and the dog's still alive. The dog wasn't supposed to be alive in the original. And the people in the mall forgot every funny thing that happened in that movie and were like, where's the fucking dog? And so they had to put the dog back in at the end. Isn't that wild? Screen test. Yeah, no kidding. It's like, hey, can you guys come over here and stop watching your penny wind around this cancer kid donation funnel? Thank you so much for the one penny. We're definitely going to get some research done on that. But can you come just see if this $250 million budget movie is any good? Hey, please, you make the decision on
excuse that. Excuse me, Donnie? Donnie, yeah, in between Lids and Claire's, where you're shopping for your 14-year-old daughter, even though you're 28, could you come in and decide the fate of people who've spent their whole life making something they're incredibly patient, you know?
And by the way, we know you're not shopping for your 14-year-old daughter. We know you don't have one. We know you want a backwards hat and big fake stud earrings, so you kind of look like White Randy Moss, so stop.
White Randy Moss?
Yeah.
What's that guy sound like?
Hi, I'm White Randy Moss.
Hi, I'm White Randy Moss, and I don't want to get kicked off my own podcast.
Just paper money, fella. What did he say? Straight cash, homie?
Oh, there's the Britney Spears thing. She wrote a book.
Yeah, she did. And, oh, man.
And what that, and I don't know much about it, but I will tell you, what it's done is brought back into the mainframe pictures of Justin Timberlake and cornrows, and give me them. Hand all them to me and spread them all around the world. I love it. Give me all of those.
Sometimes I get asked, would you ever consider writing a book? Mm-hmm. And I think they're trying to talk about my upbringing and then going into comedy, but I am actively writing a book, and it is just pretend things about everyone else that hurt me so I can come over the top and hurt them in 30 years.
Oh, I love that.
And when I die, it's going to be released. I believe the word you used was posthumously.
Posthumously.
That's how I knew you read the article, because I don't think you knew that word before.
Posthumously. It's spelled posthumously.
Uh-oh.
That's how I had to work
so
my
that's,
way
that's
through
what
it.
I think I'm going to do. I'm going to release a book that's just like, you know, Si used to make fun of my weight, but that's not the worst part. He used to put fingers in me when we were watching football. He'd go, hey, can you show me that stretch that helps your back? I need a stretch. And then next thing you know, I'm a puppet.
I think that's a good way to go out. I think it's a strong way to just take shots at people.
Absolutely.
Because, and I don't know how much pushback you get. Because if you publish that book, we publish a book that say, hey, we saw in between episodes, we saw Cody French kissing my dog.
Yeah,
right?
Right.
And then we told him to stop it, and he locked himself in the bathroom with the dog, and we have no idea what happened. There's
we just know that the dog now wears a diaper inside. And that's never good.
There's nothing.
That's like some shit that you see in a Mexican horse show. The lady comes out in a diaper.
You were going to say Mexican horror movie. And I was like, is there a genre of Mexican horror films where they're hurting dogs? And I got to tell you, they better not screen test them at a mall unless dog comes out on the other end.
No kidding.
Pregnant and happy.
Let me tell you a little something about the phrase I just used, Mexican horse show. It's not with Mexican people. It's in Mexico. So save your, you can stop typing.
Yeah. But I'm going to tell you, if it is in Mexico, there'll probably be Mexican people there.
Oh, they'll be there. Yeah. I'm just saying they're not the ones taking the horse inside them.
Yeah, we don't know. We have no idea who that is.
I've seen it. It was a white lady.
Of course it was. And that's what she gets for not putting her fucking shopping cart back in the cart return.
Hey, if you guys like this, there will be a new episode next Monday and every single Monday at 8 a.m. So click the subscribe button so your phone sends it to you without having to do any work.